This is our sister Krisha. She's from California.
Man, is the Lord working? That's right on time. Okay, talk about, it says in the Bible, God will give you more than what you could ask or think. This is my testimony, okay? Now, last week, we were in praise and worship, and I like to dance in the back, you know, dance around. Y'all know I'd like to dance. And I had this vision where I saw God. I was sitting on a rock, like in the ocean, like, you know, like the Little Mermaid. You know, on the cover, how she's like sitting on a rock, but I'd have fins because I'm a human. But I'm sitting on this rock, and like this, there's this breeze going, which is the Holy Spirit, and the sky is clear, and the water is so blue, and I'm out there, and I'm just singing praises to God, and then I look over, and there's some angels. So I go out and run on the water, and me and the angels are running on the water, and I was like, let's sing praises to God. So they like stand around me, and we all sing, and like, they spread their wings out. It was really beautiful. Like their wings were like on either side of me. And it was like, hallelujah. And we were singing like, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Like with the angels, it was really tight. It was amazing. And then later on, like at the end of service, when we were doing the prayer, I had this vision. I was in the woods. I was like in the forest, right? And I'm in the forest with Jesus. And guess what we're doing? You were never going to guess. We are playing hide and go seek. I'm playing hide and go seek, right? And I'm hiding behind this really big tree. And the Holy Spirit comes up. And he's often appears as wind. So he comes up as wind and he like blows by, right? So all the leaves rustle and all the tree, you know, everything. So Jesus finds me, right? Because the Holy Spirit just like set all this wind in. And I'm like, look at the Holy Spirit. I'm like, you can't bust me out like that. Okay, Jesus, try again. That's not fair. And I was like, and don't use any of your God. You got to be fully man, right? when you find me, I said this to him, right? So he's off trying to find me again. And then the Holy Spirit appears and he takes like a form where he's like energy and light and fire all at once. And he stands next to me. He's kind of like hovering. And then he goes, and he blows on me. And I start laughing. I just start laughing. So Jesus hears me and finds me. Right? And I'm like, you guys are not playing fair. So anyway, fast forward to the retreat. Okay? So I'm at the retreat. It all comes together, right? So fast forward to the retreat. I'm at the retreat. And one of the deepest wounds that I've experienced in my life came not from my father, who left when I was 12, who went on a business trip and never came back and pretended for an entire year that he was coming back, calling us and saying, oh, yeah, it's just taking longer than I thought. Not from that, but from my pseudo-father, who had stepped in and told my mother, hey, Chantal, you got to get up. You got to get out of bed. You got to go to work. I know you're hurt, but you got to keep going. Who came in and provided money for my family when we couldn't pay the bills, who spoke to us and would talk to us about the things of God. It came from him, who I realized at the retreat was my spiritual father, who at the age of 21 molested me. And man, did that hurt. That was really, really painful. And I don't like pain. I am not a fan of pain. And I had always fought against pain because my thing was, you know what? You hurt me, but I'm not going to cry. I'm strong. You are not going to break me. Do what you want. I ain't going to cry. I ain't crying. And I thought that was strength. But really what it was fear. I was so afraid of the pain. But here's the thing about pain. We're tripart beings. Spirit, soul, and body. You hit your foot, you got an injury in your body. Somebody's kind of mean to you, you get an injury in your soul. Someone denies your existence. Someone says that you are invalid. Okay, life is spirit. That wounds you in your spirit. And I had a very deep spiritual wound. And now let's think about that. That's death that enters in. I lost something in that process. And what happened when Cain slew Abel? The ground cried out. The blood cried out. Creation cried out to the Creator in the presence of death because it was experiencing its antithesis. Creation cries out for new life. So my spirit inside of me was saying, I need to grieve. I need to grieve. I have been hurt. I am wounded. I need to grieve. And my spirit and my soul said, no, you don't. You will suck it up. You will keep it moving. And you are not shedding a tear. Press on. And that's how I talked to myself. It was really harsh. It was really harsh. I got liberated. Praise the Lord. I got liberated. So anyway. So now let's go back to the Bible again. It says, how can two walk together unless they agree? Okay. You know, y'all can be out of agreement with yourself. You can be in disagreement with yourself. My spirit was saying, I need to grieve. My soul was saying, we could not walk together in healing because we were not agreed. So I had to get to a space where in this process, and I say process because it was a process. Okay, God and I have been working on my deliverance for like 8 months, y'all. Like 8 months. Like we started February, and we have just been after it, layer after layer after layer. And God really had to bring me into submission with that because I was like, I am strong. I'm going to get over it in 5 seconds. You know, I'm over it. You know, but God was like, no, Christian, it can take some time. It's okay. I'm not going to shatter you to heal you. We got to go piece by piece and just so gentle and loving. So in this process, God brought me to this space where I could cry and just bawl about the pain. And I would, and y'all, I was like fetal position on the floor, snotting and crying and just great heaving, great sobs of sorrow from my soul. And then God would come there and his presence would fill up and his presence would surround me and I would feel his love around me. And then the pain stopped. So I'd have these moments where really intense where I'd just cry it out. Like, I mean, like I could have been like in a Lifetime movie, like sliding down a wall, like. You know, like it was like that. It was like that intense, like sliding down the side of a wall, like that intense, right? And I would feel so much pain. And I'd always been afraid that the pain would overwhelm me. And like the pain wouldn't stop, but it would. And God's presence would come in. And then he'd like put me back together. So like I could just get up off the floor. I'd like feel God's strength, get up off the floor and go to work. Just go to work. And if I needed to break down again, I'd do that. And I'd get up. You know, I'd fall apart all up in God. And then you can't even talk. You know, when it's like real deep. You know, you're just making sounds. You're not even tears. Just sounds, right? So anyway, and then I'd get up and go to work. And I was like, fine. I was like, good. So he taught me how to get into this space where I could just let go before him. And so then I'm at this retreat and I got prayed for and I got delivered, like mightily delivered. And I was sitting in a sermon and I realized the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I had this realization. The reason why I kept seeing, let me go back actually. The reason why it hurt so much for me, for my spiritual father to do that to me, just ripped my innocence from me. Just all of a sudden ripped it from me. It was gone. This is my first sexual experience like ever. And it was like horrible. It was just awful. But I realized that I'd been having these visions of playing with God and playing with Jesus because he had restored my innocence to me just as sudden. And it just crept up on me. I was walking in restored innocence and didn't even know it. And I was like, hey, this is why we're playing hide and go seek. I get that childlike joy again to just have wonder and awe at creation. And I was just so overwhelmed with the way that he had restored. I tell you what, sister, he restores. He restores. It doesn't matter what the devil took. Our God is the creator. He will create. He will give it back to you or he will make it anew. He will create it anew and he will put it down inside of you. He will put it in you. And for those of you who are afraid of the pain, who are afraid of the dark places, who are afraid of relieving those moments, go there. Trust your God. The pain will not overwhelm you. It will not break you. It will not shatter you. In fact, what will happen is you will know so much intimacy with your King that it will change you from the core of your being. And you will be stronger for it. So I stand before you today saying, for the first time in 15 years, I can look back over my life. Every awful event, I was also raped. I was also betrayed. I was also I've been through some stuff. I can look back over every single thing. I'm pain-free. It doesn't hurt. To God be the glory.